Masber Rashi says also in Belis and Sifri Chachavim that it was midikereg needed, that the water was given back to Klal Yisrael through a shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, whereas the bread was given from Hashem Kaviyachol himself. The man was not done through a shliach. Very beautiful shot. But at least you ask to be his kasha. So he was saying, he was discussing with someone, and based on what we said on Thursday, we have an answer. Because if you took the first approach, the mitzvah boyos b'shlucho was what? That you shouldn't be mavazah the mitzvah, and therefore the imperative is that you should do it rather than your shliach. If you do partial of the mitzvah, that's enough to show you don't embarrass the mitzvah. And l'chura, there were different elements of nachnasorim, getting the matzah, getting the water. So as long as he did something himself, then there would be no mandate of mitzvah boyos b'shlucho for all the other elements. Came out very good based on what we said on Thursday. Yes, you're quite very good, Alicia. Okay. We left off on Thursday, in Shir Chazar number 2, on number 7. We had a terrible case that emerged about 10, 15 years ago. It was published in the Times, where there was a husband and wife fighting with one another. The husband was a recalcitrant husband withholding a get, and they were fighting terribly. And one of the things the husband did to get back at his wife out of revenge was that he remembered when he was a little kid that he'd studied the din of Bito Ketana, that a father has the ability to marry off his young daughter, and as long as she's below the age of 12 and a half, Ketana or Nara, the father is empowered by the Torah that he can marry off his youngest daughter. And he was not going to identify who the chassan was. Therefore, this young daughter of his was going to be stuck in a goon his whole life. He was a Russia gumber. But that was a way of his getting back at his wife. And there was a tshuva printed, or a statement printed, rather, from Shlomo Zalman that he held that the Kedushin was not valid, whatever the father had done. And he did not explain why. So we offered this year four or five different svaras as to why we would invalidate such a Kedushin halakha l'maisa. The first svara we mentioned was the concept of hefker beis and hefker. Even though a chassan does own his own money, a man owns his own money, everyone owns their own money, but it is empowered, vested in beis in the power they can mafker your money. And hefker beis and hefker is a very strong rule that exists, and a very critical rule, and therefore one could say that even though whoever the chassan was married this young daughter and the father received the kedushin, we took the money away from the chassan and we're mafker the money. It is no longer his money. It's like he was makadosh a woman with gezel, and the Gemara has later on in the Masech the kitchen with gezel is not a good kedushin. That was the first svara we mentioned. We said that's a very big novel svara, because we don't have one collective beis din nowadays. Very hard to imagine we say hefker beis and hefker beis man hazeh, because there is no one collective beis din, everyone is subsumed under, and therefore very big kiddush. Therefore, we mentioned a second svara from Rav Gon Tibor Stern Zatzal, where he was Mechadish based on a Rashi in the Seches Ksubis, where the Torah writes, what's the marker of a father being able to marry off his daughter? Espiti nasati le'ish hazeh. I have given my daughter over to this specific man. And as Rashi explains in the Seches Ksubis, the father only has believability that he married off his young daughter if he identifies who the chassan is. This game that this Russia is playing the father is only a game because he has no belief in halacha, because he did not identify who the chassan is. Espiti nasati l'ishazet. Gemara uses that as a pasuk to be the mucker for what? Pesh aser u'pesh yiter. He asers her to everyone because we don't know who the chassan is. Then he mockers his l'ishazet. The Gemara backs out of him and says, you don't need a pasuk. It's a what? It's a svarahu. Lamali cross. Svarah, that's the Gemara b'suvas and b'feizam and alam. That is the mucker of pesh aser. It's not a pasuk. It's a svarahu. Fine, so we said that that's a second reason to disqualify this kedushin. He didn't identify the chassan is nothing. Then we mentioned a third svar. To every kedushin we all know, and we'll get to when we get to Chazaris, to the mucker. Johnny, remember you asked me that? We spent a whole one day or two on the mucker of having aid in the kedushin, that whole sugya and salachim and beis. But every kedushin you need aid in. Where were the Aidim? Well, there were Aidim in Stamah, but those Aidim, one could suggest that they were Rishoyim. And Aidim that are Rishoyim obviously are Pasul Aidus, and therefore the Kedushin would be invalid. That was the third Svara, we said. However, we challenged that third Svara and said the following. Who says that they are Rishoyim? Because on the books, it's a social Rishis. They're not eating ham. They're not stealing. They're not doing a lav sheyesh bo maisa, which the Rambam writes makes you pasul leidus, or at least rush of the chamas, you have to steal money. Those are the two tracks that make someone pasul leidus. They're not doing that. Just in this social context, the horrible thing that they're doing to be made on such kedusha. So we said one could challenge that and assume maybe who says the social rishis is called the rishis? So we said the fourth svar is maybe it is. Maybe the social rishis is called the rishis. But then we pointed out a challenge to that, and that being based on the Tosfos and Chulin on Yudalim and Aleph, that if you're Sheichet of a Behema on Shabbos, the Shechit is Ksherim. If you're Sheichet of Shechita and Shabbos, the Shechit is Ksherim, you can eat the animal. Actually, you can't eat the animal, but you can't eat the animal because it didn't rabban on Maisa Shabbos. But, I mean, I tell you, you can. The Shechit is good. Frek Tosfos and Chulin Yudalim and Aleph. How is the Shechita Ksheira, you're a Machal Shabbos, you should be deemed a Mumar? A Mumar is possible Shechita. So Tosfos develops a theory there and answers, you only become a Mumar on the second time. On the first time you do the Mice, and then on the second time it's labeled as a Mumar, and there will be possible for the subsequent Shechita. But for this Shechita on its own, you wouldn't be possible. Therefore we said, even if you would assume this is a social rishis, then Mishtam would only be Rishayim for the next Adis they do, not for this Adis themselves. For this Avis itself that they were made. So we said that fifth point, that it's very machudish to say number one. Fourth and fifth point was the number one to say a social rishis is called a rishis. That's four. And number five is, even if you assume it's a social rishis, is a rishis, you really should only pick him up as being Rishayim from the next Avis. So therefore we said that was the Pesach Halacha. Basically you have to rest on Hefker Basin Hefker. You have to rest on he has no believability. And the issue that they're Rishoyim, we challenged with that fourth and fifth point. But that was the Mahalach we said. And based on this, we understood the Pesach of Shlomo Zalman, Hagdoyim of Shlomo Zalman, the Chatzadik of Brocha, that this Kedusha was not valid, Baruch Hashem. Okay, that answers number seven. Number eight. What is the definition of a Kilegish? And give the Sheetas. Give all the Sheetas. Well, the truth is, there are two main Sheetas regarding Kilegish. And that is that there is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a Chafalah from an Aleph that says, my Noshim or my Pilachim. Our Girsa is, according to the Rambam, according to the Ramban, is that a Pilegish is a woman, Beli Kedushin, Beli Ksuba. She has neither. An Eishes Ish, of course, is a woman that has Kedushin and a Ksuba. Pilegish has zero, Eishes Ish has both. This is the Rambam's Girsa. The Ramban's Girsa, and the definition of Pilegish means she has no Kedushin and no Ksuba. However, if you look at Rashi al-Atayra, I believe it's this week's Parshin Chayesore, on the Pesuk of Matonos of Pilegish, Nosim Matonos, Nosim Matonos, Rashi defines the Pilegish as being a woman that has Kedushin, Beli Ksuba. She has Kedushin, but has no Ksuba. Meaning the defining difference between Eishesish and a Pilegish is whether you have a Ksuba. Eishesish has one, regular everyone, a Pilegish does not have a Ksuba. What do you do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? So we said Rashi has to have a different Girsa in that Gemara in the Sefer Sanhedrin Kabbalah. Okay, that's regarding the definition. And then we said, who is a Pilegish Mutter to? Rambam has a Sheet in Ilchus Malachim, where he writes specifically that a Pilegish is only permissible for a Melech. A regular Hedyot, a Jewish commoner, a regular person, regular man is not permissible to a Pilegish. However, we pointed out that the Rosh in Ksubis writes Beferish that a Pilegish is Mutter even for a Hedyot, even though the Rosh in the Tshuvas HaRosh prohibits a Pilegish to a Hedyot. So it's a theory from the Rosh in the back of the Gemara to the Rosh in the Tshuvas. And there is the Ramban in the Tshuvas, we said, that writes that a Pilegish is Mutter to everybody. And in fact, the Ramban says that is the Sheet of the Rambam. We saw the Ramban inside in the Tshuvas. Remember, I photocopied it. I believe I photocopied it. You have it in. Do you guys keep the package? Everyone keeps it. Someone tomorrow and say to bring me over that Ramban in the Tshuvas. I think I have it in my briefcase. I couldn't. You have it there? Thank you very much, Mike. Okay, it's fine. I'll see it. I want to make sure I have it. If I don't, I want to photocopy it. That's a collector's item because the Ramban imposes a Sheet on the Rambam. And we pointed out that's against the Rambam. Rambam says only with the Lamech. We were astonished that Rav Shevel, Tzadik Libracha, the great Gaon, who wrote the notes on the Ramban, doesn't make that Ha'ara in the bottom of the page. So we pointed out And to answer this question fully, what's the story in Shulchan Aruch? So you look at Siman Chavav and Ibn Ezer, and the definition of a Pilegish becomes more specific. What do I mean to say? There is a Machloikis, the Rambam, and the Ravid. The Ravid writes that a Pilegish, how does a Pilegish square with the Isser of Lo Siyeh Kedeshah? There's an Isser in the Torah that a woman can't be a prostitute. So how does a Pilegish square with this? So the Ravid writes, not a problem. A Pilegish is okay and does not transgress the Isra of Kedeshah if she lives with one man. If she lives with one man and doesn't act like a prostitute live with many men, then she's a Pilegish, but she's not over the Isra of Kedeshah. And we said, if you look in the, that's the Ravid Shita. And if you look in the Rambam, we said, the Rambam seems to say, not seems to say, it's pretty clear, that as long any Pilegish is by definition a Kedeshah. Even if she lives with one man, meaning anyone that lives outside the context of what Ishus out of wedlock is a Pilegish and is over the Yitzhar of Kedeshah. And therefore, that's the Rambam Shita. And that's quoted as 2 days in the Ravah in Ibn Ezra Simin Chavav as to whether a Pilegish is mutter or not for a Hedjot. And Lavaisa, it could very well be that you don't like the ride as long as she lives with the man, it's fine. And it's quoted in parentheses, according to the Rambam, it's totally usher. And we said, please get it, that we paskin, that you see the Rambam was quoted in the parentheses being the one that says it's usher. How can the Ramban say in the Rambam that if he legish is mutter what? Mutter lehejit. It's clear that in parentheses in Shulchan Aruch, they understood the Rambam to say, like we saw, he led us only mutter for melech. But it's clear that we should point out, we passed in Ladina that Pilegish is usher for a hedgehog. And let's get clear, when we talk about a Pilegish, that's why we don't allow single women to go to mikveh. Because how else can you live with a Pilegish? She's a needed. So even if you obviate that and have her go to the mikveh, still we would pass in that a Pilegish would be usher. Even if she lives with only this man, it still would be usher. So, yeah, it's okay. I just wanted to be able to photocopy it, the mice, to make sure that I had it. Okay. Mike, can you bring it over to my, you should go ahead. Okay. You want me to? Oh, okay. Whose was this? David. Okay, very good. So I'll keep it. If I don't have it, I'll photocopy, give it back to you. Yes, you go ahead. Okay, so that's very important that we should clarify. That's why we do not allow single women to go to mikveh unless they're a kala, getting ready for the wedding, because the mice, we ask her pilachim. We hold like the sheet to Sarama. Okay. Real quick, Yoni. Go ahead.
It means
his definition of what would have been after Matan Torah, these women were Pilakshim. Okay?
What would be the difference?
Well, you're saying all women would have been Pilakshim, Lomais. You're saying before Matan Torah, everyone would be Pilakshim. So if I had to say Al Pisvar without looking into it, the Arisis, I would say maybe it means a woman that lived with many men. Whereas a woman that what? What does the Rambam say? Kodah Matan Torah. What was the notion of marriage? You lived with one woman. So I'm saying maybe the Pilakshim in that context was a woman that had lived with different men. Perhaps. To think about it's a good question, but I think maybe that's what I would say at first glance. Real quick, Mike, because we got to go by. Oh, we asked that in Shir. It's a very good point. In other words, according to the Rambam, Mehechetesi, that there should be an Isra Kedesh. If there's an Isra Kedesh, what, that was suspended for a Melech? That's what we said. You have to say. Fits in the very excellent point. We said that it's going to have to be according to the Rambam. That's the push-up shot, okay? And the truth of the matter is, it would make sense a little bit because you can understand why a Pilegish, Kadesh would always be also to regular people because the Rambam didn't want to have licentiousness all over the place. If you allow man to live with a woman out of wedlock, she might go to another man, go to another man. No one is going to take a Melech's wife. So a Pisvara, that's a svara given by Achronim that's why a Pilegish maybe was only mutter for a melech. You follow what I'm saying? Maybe there's such a svara, it's a good svara. That svara, if we could quickly find that, was suggested. I'm not sure if I mentioned originally in the Shiurim that svara. Did we mention that svara? Rabbeinu Yonah writes this in the Shara Tshuva, not that one. Shar Gimel Osadi Dalit. He says, because people are scared of the king, she's not going to be mutgeret herself to others. Whereas with other guys, even though if she directly would live with one guy, maybe in theory you would say it's mutter. But Rambam says that's awesome. That's still called the kedusha. I think that's how you got to fine tune the Rambam sheet. Okay, that answers number 8. Number 9. What were the two mahalchim we had in the notion of nesuin and give all the nafkaminas? Oh, so here we discussed, very importantly, that there are two stages in a marriage, a halachic marriage. There is kedushin, of course, which prohibits the isha on every man in the world. And then there is 12 months later something called nesuin. In the times of the mission, they waited a year to get ready for the jewelry. Kosson and Kyle prepared. Nowadays, we do it all in one day. We commemorate that with Rashi and the Chuvas that says what? We read the Ksuba in the middle between the Kedushin and Nisuin. And we said that Rav Shefter pointed out that if the Rav's going to give a drasha, he should speak when? Between the Kedushin and Nisuin, and not after the Nisuin, when you're ready to dance them down to the Yichud room, because it says Meritzin Kosson and Kyle. Right after the Shefter Rav's Nisuin, you should rush them into the Yichud room. So the drasha should be in the middle, certainly the reading of the Ksuba, because we commemorate what took place. Okay, and what does Nisuin accomplish? Nisuin accomplishes a heter for the chassan to be with the kala. Before that time, there is an isser for the chassan to live with this kala without a doubt. There is an absolute isser for a chassan to live with the kala. We said according to most achronim, it's an isser to Rabbanim, most Rishonim, which one Rishon said it was an isser right to have bia with their kala before Nisuin. Which Rishon? Was the Rivid, you remember? Shita Mikubetz and Tzubizav Zion said that it was an Isser Yerayis to live with your Kala before Nisuin. Pella de Keshita, but we said that there's an Achron that holds like that. Who was the Achron? The Pri Chodosh. What does Tosis say in Arvei Pesachim? That if you eat Shmura Matz on Erev Pesach, it's like your bowl, Arusasa, the base Chama. If you look your bowl, your Kala, and it's your father-in-law's house. Now, eating Shmura Mat in their face, all the Achronim say it's an Issa Rabbanan, so it's living with your Kala before and as soon as an Issa Rabbanan. There's one sheet in Achron, the Pri Chodesh, that says eating Shmura Mat on their face is an Issa Yeraisa. And all the Achronim say, where did he get that from? So we wanted to answer, he got it from that comparison. Because there's one Rishon derived that says living with your Kala before and as soon as an Issa Yeraisa. So if you take the equation seriously, it's Mamish and Issa Yeraisa. That's what we wanted to suggest. Okay, that's of an introduction. As to the function of the suin, you got to know that it makes the chassan mutter to the kala. But we presented there are two possibilities in the mechanics of how the suin works. Is the suin considered to be a kinyan distinctly, independently on its own, or no? Is the suin considered to be a gemar, a consummation of the kedushin, a gemar kinyan of the kedushin, a completely distinct second approach to the suin? And we had many nafkaminas that emerged from this shiloh. The first nafkamina we pointed out was the Rav's Kasha. The Gemara comments in Ksubis on the involvement of Allah, it presents a machlekes, Michael, if you're a Mekadosh woman, she'ain Allah shir Ksubis va'on. What's the halacha? You want no responsibilities. You want to marry her, but you want no responsibilities. No shir tzvona, which means mizonos, giving her clothes, conjugal rights. You want no obligations, okay? No obligations. What's the din? According to Reb Yudah, kol tanai v'davar shebamamon tanai kayin, financial matters of tanai works. And according to what Reb Meir, it's a tanai against the Torah Masha, because the Torah is tanai bafel. The tanai is not bafel. The tanai is bafel, and therefore it's not considered to be a good tanai. Natan, the Rav asked, why did the Gemara present it you're Makadosh the woman on condition there's no Shir Ksus V'Ona? Why does it say Kedusha? What should it have said? Nisuin. When did these Chiyuvim of Shir Ksus V'Ona come about? At Nisuin. Why does the Gemara present it as it's considered to be what? A din by what? A din by Kedusha. So we said the following. What this means to say is that really Nisuin, as the Rav projected, is really not a kinyan on its own. It's really a consummation of the kedushin. That's what the Gemara meant. Even though it said a makadosh, it meant nisuin. Because after it's all said and done, nisuin is really a Gemara, a consummation of the kedushin, and therefore it meant to say in the Gemara when it said makadosh, it meant nisuin as well. And that's how the Rav answered that Gemara. That was the first nafkamina that we had to explain that Gemara. Number two, we explained. that there is a Tosfos on Daf Yud Amud Aleph in the Sechus Kedushin that we did inside regarding the concept of Chivas Bir, regarding the concept of Ha'ara. Tosfos says in the Sechus Yevamos we find on Daf Nun Hei that a man can acquire a woman with Ha'ara. Ha'ara means the beginning of Bir, Chivas Bir. A man can acquire a woman with Tchilas Bia, the Gemara says, regarding Kedushin. However, our Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yudam and Aleph says what? Our Gemara says, Kol HaBoyo Aldas Gemar Bia HuFoyo. That Sof Bia is kind of. It's a blatant steer between the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Hei and the Gemara Kedushin Daf Yud. Which is kind of? Is it Sof Bia or Tchilas Bia? Steer him in Elbet. So, we went through the Tosfos, and for our purposes now in the Suin, Rav Nissen Gaon, the last Teretz of Tosfos, says the following. He says, the Gemara in Yevamos was not talking about Kedushin, the Gemara in Yevamos was discussing Nisuin. And for Nisuin, Ha'ara is enough. But for Kedushin Chaim, what do you need? Sophia. So the Rav said, what on earth is the Svara of Rav Nissen Gaon? The Svara is the following, that Nisuin Natan is a what? Not a Kinyan on its own, it's a what? It's a consummation of the Kedushin. Since it's a consummation of the Kedushin, you don't need a full-fledged Kinyan. All you need is what? Tchilas Bia. And the beginning of Tchilas Bia is enough, we said. And that's the Svara of Rav Nissen Gaon. Because you don't need a high level of Das. Because it's not a Kinyan on its own. And since it's a consummation, you don't need a high level das, and therefore Ha'ara, the beginning of Bia, is enough. With that in mind, we in fact answered Tosfos Kasha and Rav Nissen Gaon. What was Tosfos Kasha? It says Kicha Kicha. Kicha Kicha is referring to Kedushin, not Klopa. What's the answer we said according to the Rav? Yes, it is. Kicha Kicha entails everything. The Kedushin and the Gemara of Kedushin, which is namely the Klopa. We answered the Tosfos Kasha at least confusedly according to the Rav Pshat. This was the second Nafkamina. A third Nafkamina we have. There is a Tosfos Ksubos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that entertains a Havamina that Nisuin could be done against the woman's will. Kamash Malan, it can't be. You need her consent for Kedushin and Nisuin. But we said, Tzvi, according to one day in Tosfos Ksubos Daf Beis, how can you entertain a Havamina that you could do Nisuin against her will? How could that be? Kedushin, you need her consent. That's exactly the answer, Ari. If Nisuin is a what? Is a gemar of the Kedushin, you had her consent. You don't need her consent, Nachamol, again. If it would be a distinct Kinyan, then you would definitely need her consent. But since it's a gemar, you had her consent by the Kedushin, let it also work for the Nisuin as well. Kamashma, not, but the only way you can entertain such a Havamin is if Nisuin was a gemar. David Klor. Yeah, very good. Excellent. Fourth Nafkamina. Do you have the ability to make a Tanai when it comes to Nisuin? Or for that matter, in other words, can you delay the Chalois? Can you delay the Chalois? Like we know by Kedushin in many cases in Argo Masechta, where you Makadosh al Tanai that it should work after 30 days, after a year. Can you give her the kesef and delay the chalos? Of course you can. Many cases all over the Masechta, you can make a t'nai on Kedushin. Can you make a t'nai on Nisuin? No, you can't, we said. Because when it comes to a concept where you can make a t'nai, you have to have bailus on the t'nai. You have to have bailus rather on the category in order to make a t'nai. The Gemara has a ksubis on Ayin Dalma called Milsa the Leith of the t'nai, Michael. Leith of the what? Shlichus. Any category where you cannot make a tanai, you cannot appoint a shliach. Because if you have bailus over a certain category, that should allow you to make a condition. That should also allow you to make a shliach. Since Nisuin, Rav Schechter explained this based on the Rav's Mahalach, since Nisuin is not a separate kinyan on its own, it's only a gemar, and it does not need a high level of das, therefore you really are not bailim on that category, Mr. Hassan. It kind of happens automatically. Therefore, you cannot hinge a condition on it at all. That was a fourth Nafkamina we had. Fifth Nafkamina. Do you need Eidus L'Kiyumi Agav for Nisuin? We pointed out that the Marcheshis writes that the Shitas HaRambam is that you do not need Edus L'Kiyumi HaDover for Nisuin. You need it for Kedushin, of course, but not for Nisuin. Because why? The only time you need Edus L'Kiyumi HaDover is a category that needs a high level of Das, like Kedushin, like Gittin. Nisuin doesn't mandate that high level of Das. Rav Chaim writes in the Rambam, as an example, we mentioned this, let's get this, by Yibum, the Chalitza. Do you need Edus L'Kiyumi HaDover? The Rambam's Reb Chaim says no, against the Nemukiyosa. Why? Because Yibum Chalitza are not a category that need a high level of Das. Doesn't need a high level of Das. A man can have Yibum with his Yavama, even without her Ratzel or without her Gitzel. So it doesn't need a high level of Das. So therefore it doesn't need Edus L'Kiyumi HaDover. So to Nisuin. Nisuin is not a Kinyan on its own. It's a Gemara of the Kedushin. Kind of happens automatically, therefore there is no need to have Edus L'Kiyumi HaDover. A sixth Nafgemini is the following. You know, Stickle Tires, you have so much of the Chassam, you guys get married. You can say for hours at the Chassam's dish. You say Shurim. Start at 9, you have the Chassam, when you get married, you have 4. We'll come. I'll be there too. 9 o'clock, we start. 9 to 4, you start at Chassam's dish. You say for the whole day. Everyone should be there. Mike, I'll be there, okay? 9 o'clock, all right? There's your chef. You got it? Done deal. Okay, good. So what's a shot? A six napkin. What's a six napkin mean by the suin? Can you appoint a shliach? This was the Dodo Mirbova in Shulchan Aruch who wrote the following Hilchos Aveilus. Are you allowed, when it comes to the Bedekin? He says that he saw many weddings that the Rav did the Bedekin on behalf of the Chassid without being appointed. And the Dogma of Bava says, how could this be? Bedekin is one of the definitions we learned of Nisuin, remember? And we didn't chazer it over yet. We'll get to it, Bez Hashem. We netter. And he says, it's very wrong. The Rav must be appointed by the Chassid to act as a shliach. The Rav said, Shekhar told us, the Rav said in Shir, he said, what are you talking about? Who says Nisuin can be done with the shliach at all? Nisuin is a Gemar Kinyan. It's not a Kinyan on its own. It's automatic. It's not a category that's a high level of Das that lends itself to make a Tnai, that lends itself to make a Shlich. You cannot make a Shlich when it comes to Nisuin. The Rav thought that the whole Dugma Mabav was wrong. That whole premise he thought was wrong. And therefore, since Nisuin is a Gemar Kinyan, not a Kinyan on its own, therefore it does not lend itself to Shlichus, and the Chassid himself must do the Bedekah and cannot appoint one. The Dugma Mabav just said, oh, you should make sure you appoint the Rav. That's assuming the Shlichus works. The Rav thought that whole premise was wrong. That the Suin cannot be done through Shlichus. That was the sixth Nafkimin. And seventh, lastly, we had a last Nafkimin regarding the nature of the Suin. And that was that we had a whole discussion. We went through it inside the Ritva here on Dafyut, Amud Aleph, with the Rashba. And the upshot of the Ritva was, at least one day, there were 2 days in the Ritva, with the Inami, I believe, in the Ritva, the second terz of the Ritva. Can you inverse an order? Can you have the suing before Kedushin? Can you have it or not? So the Ritva and the Ramban, right here, on this daf, on Yudim and Af, we saw the Ritva inside. In a second answer, says you can, in fact, inverse the order and have the suing before Kedushin. And we said the Mishnah Melech, I believe it was Perek Yud. What halacha was it? Perek Yud halacha Dalid. That the Mishnah Melech quoted from the Masas Binyamin in Simon Sadi, that if you inverse the order, Nisuin is not good. The Nisuin must come afterwards. And we said this issue itself is fascinating. We also plug in, we felt, based on our Mahalach. Because if Nisuin is a separate Kinyan on its own, then you could hear it being done before the Kedushin. But if Nisuin is a Gemar, it only makes sense when the Kedushin was already done. It can't be done before. And therefore, you would hold like the Masas Binyamin that would hold it's not Chal Bichlal. And we pointed out very importantly, we said, even if you assume like the Ritva and Ramban, that the Suin is Chal before, what happens, God forbid, if the Chassan has a heart attack right after the Bedekin? Is she considered to be married at all before you get to the Chuppah? We said that the Taz and Yordaya Sim and Shin Memal seems to imply she's a Nesua. And which Rav Schechter pointed out to us, that's a Pella, it cannot be. Because there are only 3 ways to Mekadosh. When you catch a star and be it, Rav Huna has, we'll learn, Bez Hashem, The Gemara has, we'll see, Gleaneter, Chuppah's Kaina. Maybe there's a fourth way. But Bedekin is not one of the ways. We don't even hold like Rabbuna. We all catch a Sharavian. Sakra should be like in the sewer. He thought that that was very difficult, that task. So then, get this point. What does it mean, we said, that Nisuin would be Chal before Kedushin? It means it clicks in. Meaning when you do the Kedushin and Nisuin click in at the same time. You follow me, David? Not that the Nisuin is Chal before the Kedushin. It means that when you get to the Kedushin, then the Nisuin is Chal at the same time as the Kedushin. The Bas Achas. You follow me? You wouldn't have to do another Nisuin again. Hard to imagine, like the Taz, that literally Nisuin is Chal before Kedushin. Hard to imagine. Moreover, one of the guys asked me, a very good question. He said, Rebbe, who asked me that? Why do we do Bedekin at all? Yoni, did you ask me? Why do we do Bedekin at all? Bedekin is one of the sheets of Nisuin. We do that before Kedushin. Why do we do that? So, according to the Rifkin and the Rabban, it works. But why do it? Who asked me that? You don't remember? One of the fellows asked me. Remember who asked that? After thinking about it, I don't know, but I was thinking maybe because the din we're going to learn today of Achi Irena, it ensures that he would see her. So that's what I was thinking. It would ensure that he would see her. That's maybe why the decking was done before. Maybe. Pashas, okay? But that's the only type of Nisuin that's done before. It's interesting. It's thinking about it. So you get the Chazar, that's what happens. Yeah, go ahead, Dave. You chadzer, maybe you think of a new territory you wouldn't have thought of. Yeah, go ahead, David. David was the one who asked it? Yes? Oh, then no one tricks you. Okay, the same thing about Shirena. Okay. Very good, though. You're on them. Why don't you say yourself? You're on them. Okay. Very good. That answers number 9. Number 10. What was the Mahalach that we said regarding the Nisuin of Yitzchak and Rivka? Remember the Mahalach we said about the Nisuin of Yitzchak and Rivka? We had the following 6 kashas. Okay, let's get them. I wrote this up in one of the Beis Yitzchaks. Okay, actually I wrote a Lamed Hei. Lamed Hei. You want to look it up inside? It's in Lamed Hei in the Beis Yitzchak. It's one of the parts of it. The Torah says, "Vayavarchu es Rivka," that Laban and his cohorts blessed Rivka. Toisin subis on Zion and the basis, they blessed her with a birkas nisuin. That's the pasuk shot of the pasuk according to Toisin. How could it be they said a brach of nisuin? It was too premature. The Rambam writes that chuppah is yichud. It took 3-4 days for him to get for them. I don't know how long it took. I forgot the pasuk, but it took quite a while for them to get back to Yitzchak and for him to bring her into his tent. How are you saying Birkas Nisuin? It was too early. That was the first kasha. Second kasha, we said that there is a stira in the Rambam. Rambam writes in one place that chuppah is yichud. Therefore, Josh, a chuppah's needed is not considered to be a chuppah. Chuppah's needed is not considered to be a chuppah. It's not ruya labia. That's in Pirkei Avot in the Rambam Chassidus. Pirkei Avot, the Rambam writes that if a chassan brings his kala into his domain and she dies, he inherits her. Also, if he brings her into his domain, he has exclusive rights to be made for Nedarim. He no longer shares it with the father. Normally, between Erisin and Nisuin, the father of the kala and the chassan share the rights to make for her Nedarim. What do you see from that, David? That the Rambam holds that Nisuin is what? Not Yichud, but it's simply bringing her into your domain. So the Rambam has conflicting shittas steering the Rambam. What is Nisuin? Is it Yichud, or is it bringing her into his domain? That's the second kasha. Third kasha. What's the din if you have a chuppah needed, according to the Rambam? You have to push off the wedding. We don't hold like the Rambam. Even Sephardim don't hold like the Rambam. We never push off a wedding, even if she's menstruating. No big deal. The only one that's got to know about is Chassan Kala and the Masada Kedusha. But the Rambam holds you have to push off the wedding. But the Rambam writes, if by mistake you did it and you said the Sheva Brachas, you don't have to repeat the Brachas again when you do the Chuppah after she's finished menstruating and she has Shiva Nikin. And the Miri says, what do you mean? Chuppah's need is nothing. The Brachas you said should be Brachas Levatolos. You should have to repeat the Brachas. Why on earth does the Rambam say you don't repeat the Brachas? Third Kashin. Fourth Kashin. What's the pshat in the first Mishnah in Yuma, Daf Bei Zimun Aleph, where it writes that in the Kohen Gadol, in order to do what? In order to do the avoda, it has to be in a state of being married. To the degree we set up a backup wife, then in the event the first wife dies, he'll be mekudeshes to a second woman. Kasha is, there's no nesuin. The yichud is not ruyi leviyah because it's usher that pakash amitan yom kippur. So how do you fulfill the mandate of the chiper ba'ado uvad beso beso zu ishto? She's not, the yichud's not ruyi leviyah. Fourth kasha. Fifth kasha. Good morning, Yabonis. I'm Dr. Zion. I'm an Aleph Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We hold the Rambam right to Nichos Trumas. Where was the Rambam period? Zion, if it's Trumas, Lachav Dawit, I think. What does the Rambam say? Yesh Chupa Lipsulos, like Rav. What does Yesh Chupa Lipsulos mean? Meaning, if a Kohen marries a Grusha divorcee, it messes her up that she cannot eat Trum anymore. If a Kohen marries a woman, she gains the privilege of eating Truma. But since it's an Isra Lav, the Kedushin is Chal, but since it was wrong that they got married, it is Machalo her, and it takes away the privilege that she's able to be true. Meaning the chup is chal, yesh chupa lepsulos to mess her up. Why? If the chup is not real to be, it shouldn't be chal at all. So therefore, why should it mess her up? That was the fifth kasha. And lastly, a sixth kasha. What was the sixth kasha? How can there be five shittas in Rishonim, Michael? As to the definition of nesuin. What were the five? The Torah quotes. What is nesuin? Please, Kedushin, Eretzin, synonymous. Nesuin dash Kupa, synonymous. What are the five shittas? One is Yichud, Rambam. Two is bringing her into your domain, Ran. Even with a lot of people there, as long as you're bringing her in your domain. Three, Tysus and Yuma. You give them on the base according to Yishami, Bedekin. Four, being under the chuppah with your beloved Kala itself is called chuppah. It's a chuppah. Nisuin, that's Nisuin. And the fifth sheet is being under the chuppah with her, but also eating the meal and having shevamos. That's why when you get married, you got to remember you got to eat. I remember my chaver were making fun of me. I ate the whole meal in my wedding. And everyone always say, oh, you're so busy. I did greet everybody. But I also had the meal. Because I wanted to fulfill that sheet in the tour, but that's the definition of the soon. They were making fun of me. I said, it's a sheet in the tour. I said, you guys are just upset because you didn't get to eat at your chasana, right? You're making fun of me. But I said, I'm doing the sheet in the tour. Okay. Fine. So these are the five sheetas you have. How could there be five sheetas of what the soon is? There's an up in the Mishnah. Up to means an explicit Mishnah Ksuvis that says, when she enters Masur Ha'ah, Menchetzim Adal, Masra Av L'shluche Habal, when the father gives over L'shluche Habal, that is Nisuin, finished. It's in the Farish Mishnah. The father gives over his beloved daughter to the chassan or the chassan's agents. It's now under the chassan's domain. It's a chassan's, meaning the Ran sheet is enough in the Mishnah. How can the other Rishonim argue? That was our sixth kasha. Oh. So we wanted to see all these kashas fall like a domino. According to Rabbi Naftali Trump's shot. This is what the Beres Yitzchak said, and we elaborated on it. Rabbi Naftali Trump, the great Gaon and Tzaddik, was a Rebbe by the Chafetz Chaim in Radin, was Mechadish there, two dinim in Nisuin. One din in Nisuin accomplishes the financial requirements and responsibilities that a chassan has towards his kala. And then there is a second din of Nisuin, which is the marital element that we strive to accomplish, and that makes them ishto kegufo, and that's the marital ingredient, not the financial aspect. To accomplish the first track, which is the financial responsibilities, that is accomplished simply with hachnasas l'rishus. However, the second element, we said, is disputed upon in the Rishonim what you need to accomplish that requirement, to fulfill and attain that responsibility. The Ran says it's also in hachnasas l'rishus, and the other four shittas argue. Rambam says it's a yichud that's ruhi labia. The Yushalmi Taisis quotes in Yumitz Bedekin. One sheet is under chuppah to show that they're married to accomplish that marital level. One sheet is to sit under the chuppah, to be under the stand under the chuppah, and then have the meal together. So they're arguing that answer, that sixth kasha, they're arguing what you need to accomplish that second element, the marital element. But it's clear, according to everyone, truly, that what? The financial element is created with what? Hachnasus l'rishus. That answers the sixth kash, and all the other kashas fall like a domino, as I said. Let's go from the backwards. Number five. What was five? Yesh chuppah l'psulos. Why does it, the Kohen that marries a divorcee, why does it mess her up? It's chal the chuppah to mess her up that she loses the privileged truma. You know why? Even though they can't have diyah, but it does accomplish the what? The financial requirements. So since it accomplishes the financial requirements, it messes her up and she loses her privilege of getting truma. Answers the fourth kasha. The Mishnah in Yuma that says the Kohen Gadol has to be in the state of being married, that maybe is to what? He would bring her into his domain. Granted, he couldn't have Bia because it's Yom Kippur. He wouldn't be able to accomplish the second element, the marital element. But who cares? Maybe it's enough to fulfill the financial element of the Chiper, Ba'adu, Ba'adesu, Besu, Zuishto, and that's enough. And that could certainly be done on what? On Yom Kippur. And this would answer the third kasha. What was the third kasha? The chuppas needed, according to the Rambam, if by mistake you said the Shavuot brachos, you don't have to repeat them again when you do the chuppah. Why not, though? The Miri kasha. The answer is because if you have a chuppas needed, granted you cannot accomplish the what? The second element, but the financial element is fulfilled. And on that Elisha, the bracha is what? And on that, the bracha is how you don't repeat the bracha again. And that answers the second kasha. It's not a steer in the Rambam. Hachnasas v'rishus is in fact the financial elements, which is Yerusha, which is the ability exclusively to be made for her Nadar. The marital element is accomplished according to the Rambam only with Yichud and Yichud alone. And lastly, it answers the first kasha. Why? Because we said the brachas were too premature. If you look in the Sfornu on the Pasuk Dani, what does the Sfornu say? Maser Shluche Ha'av L'Shluche Ha'baal. The Sfornu quotes the Pasuk, I think it's Pasuk Samach Aleph. This week's Parsha, Pasuk Samach Aleph. You have a hosting the thing, the Shabbos, you have to wait for your Chasana. This Shabbos, and wherever you're davening your shul, you want to say, tell the rabbi, you want to say, want to give him a little break, and you want to say over to Shtickelter. Pasuk Samach Aleph, the Sfornu says, Maser Shluche Av, the Shluche Abal. The Shliach of who? The Shliach of the Av, and the Shul was dead, Lavan, gave over to the shluch of the Baal Eliezer. Meaning there was an Asuin done. There was a Hachnasas L'Rishus. Maybe the brachas, we should have waited till you accomplished the second one, but it was Lofen in his cohorts. So they said a bracha. But the bracha was Chal. Chal on the Dini Mamun Ishtibol. So it wasn't premature. It had great validity, and therefore was Chal without a doubt, Halacha L'maaseh. So that was the Mahalach we had, and that spoke to the heart and core of whole of Nisuin. So you have a whole kushas here in Nisuin with those questions 9 and 10. Two Malcolm and Nisuin, and the whole concept that there are two Dinim in Nisuin, what Nisuin accomplishes. Okay. Let's go to now Shir Chazorah 3. Okay? Running behind. Alright, you ready? Let's go. Says the Gemara, never enough time for Torah, right? Truly. Never enough time. Okay. We have to chaperayim as much as we can. Chaperayim as much as we can. Okay. Number three. Tier number three, Chazor. Number one. Is a woman able to marry a man that is sterile, that cannot have kids? Tazbir explained. So we pointed out that this is two opinions in Tosfos. We actually spoke about this very recently in Chumash, but we did touch upon it. That's why I wanted to discuss it here. Because we did touch upon it originally in the Shiur. We point out that Tosfos in Chagiga and Beis and Beis writes that a woman is potter from the mitzvah of Shevis. The Mishnah in Yavama says that a woman is potter from Puravu. It's Machlokes Tanoim. Chachamim Rav Yochanan and Broka. We hold Puravu v'Chivshua. It's not the derech for a man to conquer, but it is the derech for a man to conquer. It's not the derech of a woman to conquer. Therefore, women are potter from Puravu according to Chachamim. Rav Yochanan and Broka says that man and women are machuyim. We don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan Broka. We hold like the Chama Mishnah Yavon Tafsaf Beis and Aleph. We hold like the Chama that women are putter from Puravu. There is an added mitzvah in Navi to populate the world. Definition of Puravu basically says what? Boy and girl. The Shamit says two boys. Another Mishnah Yavon Tafsaf Makdawah in the face. However, we hold like Basilah, it's one boy and one girl. But even if you have one boy and one girl, there's an added mitzvah in Navi to populate the world. La'erev al-Tanah Chedach and Shevis, L'Shevis Yitzru. So therefore, we suggested L'Shevis Yitzru, the mitzvah Shevis, Tyson, Chagiga, Beis, and Beis, says women are not only putter from Puravu, they're potter from the midst of chefs. Poshup shot, according to that Tosfos, a woman could marry a man that is sterile. She's potter from Peruvu, she's potter from Shevis. Plus the fact we pointed out from the Mario, how can you fulfill Shevis? By just getting married. You don't necessarily have to have kids, get that down. And what do we say from the Klei Chemda? You don't necessarily have to get married as long as you make a shidduch or help people have kids. So there might be other ways, other definitions of Shabbos than per se having kids. But we said, Tosfos says clearly in Chagiga that women are potter from Shabbos. However, Tosfos in Gittin, Adabem, 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 quotes Bashem the Rebbe, that women are absolutely chayav in Shabbos. Therefore, we said, Pashas, in that Shiloh, can a woman marry a man that is sterile? We said no, because she's mechuyav in Shevis, unless you define Shevis in those other two ways of the Gedolei Achronim. Okay? How is this germane to us, we said? Because the Gemara had said, Mitzvah ba, Yoser mi bishlucha. We said she has no mitzvah of Kedushin. So what did the Ran say? The Ran said that she is Mitzayeya, her husband, in the mitzvah of Pru Uhu. Okay? However, we said if you look in the Korban Nisana, Korban Nisana, on the bottom of the page of the Rosh, in Os Aleph, the first Os, and the Machna also answers Al Pi Tosfos, that in fact women are mitzvah on the mitzvah of Shevis. So when the Gemara says mitzvah ba, Yosef Mibishlucha, it's referring to the mitzvah of Shevis. Not like the Ran said that she's Maseir Azmer Burbu, means her own distinct mitzvah, which is more mistaber, which is not more mistaber, it's a push, more of a pushup shot of reading the Gemara than the Ran, that the Ran says she's Maseir, but rather means a mitzvah straight up for her, but what mitzvah? The mitzvah of Shevis. This is what the Korban Nisanal says, Befeish. With this in mind, we said the following. Let's just get this. Chiddushi Amshel Shem asked, the Amshel Shlomo and the Ma'arid asked, we said on the Ran, if a woman has what, Michael, a mitzvah in the Sayyaya, her husband in the mitzvah of Puruvu, so isn't she also going to have an Isser if her husband takes her without seeing her? Asher Lekadesh Isha Shirena. So just like a woman has a mitzvah in the Sayyaya, remember we said this Ma'arid's Kasha? Just like a woman has a mitzvah to say her husband, shouldn't she have an issue of being to say her and the aveir of mirroring her without seeing her? That was the kasha that we said that the Ma'arid asks. And it's clear from the Gemara, we said, that what? There is no issue for her. It's clear from the Gemara, there is no issue for her. So what's the pshat? So we said the Ma'arid answers the following chiddush. Let's just get this. The Ma'arid answers that granted she is a Messiah in the midst of Puruvu, without her, he could not fulfill the midst of Puruvu, but she's not being Messiah him in the din of him hating her. Who does the hatred come from? From himself. She's not causing him to hate her. He should get a grip and get it together. She's not being Messiah him in doing that Aveira. The hatred's coming from him alone. And therefore she in fact is a Messiah in the mitzvah of Puruvu according to the Ran's reading. But she is not a Messiah in Aveira, because the hatred came from him. He should have got it together, got a grip. He married the woman that's here, so what? Let him marry her, let him stay with her, let him love her. And therefore we said she's not a Gurim of the Isser at all, none whatsoever. Okay, that was a little bit of a side point, because that spoke about Puruvu, not directly Shabbos, but I want you to know that nonetheless. I want you to know that Korban Nisanel with those 2 days in place, and also that point about the Puruvu. Well, and it comes out, I don't think you mentioned originally, sure. It's more of a Pashut reading of the Gemara, of the Ran. The Ran just says it's Misayah, according to Puruvu, straight up a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Shevis. Assuming like what? Tosfos and Gittin against Tosfos, where? In Chagiga, where a woman is partner from Shevis. Assuming like the Tosfos, where in Gittin. Also, Baba Basra and Dr. Gimel also assumes Lamaisa. Also, Tyson isn't getting the Malcolm base, not men, rather. It's the Malcolm base, and Tyson Baba Basra and Dr. Gimel assumes the same, that women are Mechuyev and Shevis. Okay, that answers number one. Number two, What did we say on the din of Asur La'adam Shiyakadesh Ad Shirena? Asur for a man to get married until he actually sees her. So we pointed out the following. You look in Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah says, Lav Uruk Ar, it's not their inheritance. Okay? It's not considered to be what? What do we say on the Isra of Asur La'adam Shiyakadesh Ad Shirena? What do we say on that halacha? You're not allowed to marry a woman at Shirena. Not Bito, but we're talking about the second question is Asur La'adam Shiyakadesh Ad Shirena. What do we say on this? Oh. So I want you to get this. We want to say the following Chiddush. Okay? We want to say the following Chiddush. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Pirik Gimel Halacha Yutes says Ein Ra'ui. It's not fitting to marry a woman Asherena, but it's not an Isser Gomer. We were Medayik from the Rambam. It's not an Isser Gomer. He says Ein Ra'ui. He doesn't say the word Asher. He says Ein Ra'ui. That's number one. We said from the Rambam in Ishus Pirik Gimel Halacha Yutes. Number one. Number two, we pointed out the following Chiddush. I want you to get this from the Ma'arib Rav in Rashi. We said it was amazing to you in Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara. Okay? I said La Baruch Ar, that wasn't referring to Asherah, and that's referring to the next question, Bito Ketana. So the first point I want you to get is the Rambam, Eino Ra'ui. When I said Rashi in the Mishnah, that was referring to Bito Ketana. Okay? That's the next question. But Asherah, the woman himself, until he sees her, first point is the Rambam says Ein Ra'ui. Second point is that we were dying from Rashi in the Sugya, Dibur Maskel Baha. Rashi says this only Isser if you could have been the Kadosher yourself. You could have seen her yourself and you do it through a Shlich. That's the only time there is an Isser. But if you could not have seen her yourself beforehand, there is no Isser. That was the stunning view we had in Rashi. Beautiful view. And the truth is, we said, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes in Siman Lamed Hey, Sif Aleph, Im Yochol Lekadosh Ba'atzmo, Usur Al Yedei Shliach. Mechaber echoes this by saying, when is there an Issur to marry until you see her? Only if you could have done it yourself and so on. And the goal, the Birak Ra on the bottom of the page of Shulchan Aruch, is Mitzayin Arash. So he clearly learned like you were saying. He's been saying Rashi is the Makar of the Machaber. With this in mind, we said, that answers the Chavis Yoyer's Kasha. On the bottom of the page in the Rif, on the side, it says Hagos, Chavis Yoyer. Chet, Vet, two squiggles and a Yud. It's Chavis Yoyer. He asks, in three words, I showed a few guys this morning, I showed David. Okay? Right? What does he say that goes Chavis Yoyer? Ayin Rif. Ayin Sham the Shlucho Mari the Shemekira. Ayin Taisus from the Farshim Hikshu Mi Yitzchok. Hikshu Mi Yitzchok. How was Yitzchok able to make Kaddish Rif? He didn't see her. No, he didn't see her. The Chavisor is Kashir. What's up, Terrence? He couldn't see her. He was an older Tamina. He couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Maybe there's no Isser. There is no Isser. There's no Isser. The Isser is only when you could have seen her and he didn't see her. Okay. That answers number what? Number two. Yes, go ahead. Avi. That happened much later, though. He only became blind later after Asa started with the smoke, you know, the Avodah Zarah next. He started all the smoke from this incense, right? That's when he became blind. Pastor, he wasn't blind at that point, okay? Oh, you mean according to that day? So Shiloh, Machlokes and Medrash, Rashi quotes how he became blind. Interesting. Interesting. That's a good terence too. Very good. Very, very good. Excellent. Okay. Very good. I guess you'd have to, you're saying the Kashrut is a Tartar. It's an Onus. It's an Onus. Very good. Excellent. Okay, good. I couldn't hear you. No, but of course I'm not. Right, so he's saying that it's an onus. He's an exception to the rule. Absolutely. Atchirenevi, you can't see. Okay. Real quick, Daniel. Right. That's a good point, too. Daniel, excellent points. Daniel points out the whole point is he's going to end up hating her. He can't see her anyway, so he's not going to hate her. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. You, very good, smartest. Okay. Number three. Number three. What do we say? What was the kashya of the note of Yehuda legabe bitu b'ketana? We already answered the question about bitu ketana, what the Rashi says around. We answered that already? Yeah. Okay, good. Very good. Now we go focus on number three. What was the kashya? There's another question on the sheet. Yeah, very good. What was the kashya of the note of Yehuda regarding bitu ketana, and what were the terutzim? Oh. Note of Yehuda asked an amazing kashya. He said, if in fact it's us to marry off your young daughter, and the truth of the matter is, he asks, how could a father mekadesh bito ketana al yedei a shliach? That's what he asks. A father not only has the ability to receive the kedushin himself, but he can appoint a shliach in his stead to receive the kedushin on behalf of his daughter. And the note of Yehuda asks, how is that possible? How is that possible to be done? Because the maaser, there should be a principle of ein shliach l'davar aver. That's what he asks. Ein shliach l'davar aver. Okay? And moreover, he says, how on earth could a man anyway be mekadesh a woman? Ayedei shliach, Michael. Nachamo, it should be what? Ein shliach l'davar aver. Aser la'adun, it's mekadesh yishav shirena. Let's say it's a case where what? Let's say it's a case where he could see her and he didn't. So how's it called? Ain't shliach with the bar there. The shliach did in the vera. How's it shine? Oh, those are the two kashas, and we pointed out that even by nisid the rabbanon, we say ain't shliach with the bar there. Mishnah Melech says that, and Hilchos what? Ritzicha. In Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, that even if the vera is nisid the rabbanon, we still say ain't shliach with the bar there. So it's a great kasha. Number one, on Pito Ketana, how can a father appoint a shliach to receive the kusha on his behalf? Number two, how does anyone mekadesh a woman? Ayinei shliach, he couldn't see her. He didn't see her. And let's square with Rashi was a case where he could see her and he didn't do it. How's it called? Ein shliach l'davar aver. Well, so here we point out very fundamental that there is a tosfos involved in Siyat Yudim and Beis that casts two days. Whenever you say the rule of Ein shliach l'davar aver, what does that mean? It means that it's not chal, or does it mean that it is chal? You were just over what? The Mishalech doesn't get the Avera. So we see the note of Yehuda goes with the first answer in Taisim Po Metzian Yunun Beis, that when it comes to Aim Shlich of the Avera, it is Chal. The Shlichus takes effect here. Just all it means is the Mishalech is not nailed with the Avera. Who's nailed? The Shaliach. But the first day in Taisim Po Metzian says the Shlichus is Chal. So the Mela then answers the note of Yehuda's Kasha. He said, how do you, as the father, appoint a Shlich to receive the Kusha? How do you marry a woman yourself without seeing her? There's an Isser, Ein Shlich L'Davar Aveira. How do you mekadesh a woman yourself to a shlich? You didn't see her. Shkoyach Ein Shlich L'Davar Aveira. You won't get the Aveira. The shlich gets the Aveira, but the shlich is still chal, and the condition takes effect. The other day in Taisus, Ein Shlich L'Davar Aveira says the whole thing goes up in smoke. It's not chal. We said that's such a fundamental Taisus. We saw it. When you say Ein Shlich L'Davar Aveira, does it mean the shlich goes up in smoke or not? 2 days in Taisus, and the Novi Yudah assumes like the first day. That was the first answer he gave. Oh. Then he gave a second answer. That's why I said give the terutzim. He gave a second answer. What was the second terutz? As you said, Daniel, what's the whole problem of marrying a woman at Shirena? Because she might be Tiskan Alap, also by Bita Bekatnusa. She might be Miskan Alap. That issue, if the husband is Goymer Daito, even if he finds something that is a difficult thing, there won't be an issue. Therefore, in essence, the Isser really is commensurate on who, Michael? His das. This is totally on his das, guy. Right? If he can get it together and say it doesn't make a difference if he sees something in Maguna, then it's not a problem. It's not an Avera. The Avera is lent to his subjective opinion. So if the Avera is lent to his subjective opinion, Avi, we never say, get this, Avi, it's important to finish. We never say Ein Shlich L'Davar Aveira on something that is what? On something that is subjective. It must be an objective Aveira. If it's a subjective thing that's dependent on whether it's going to be Miskan Alav, well, that's not Ein Shlich L'Davar Aveira. and therefore the whole kasher doesn't get off the ground to assume that it's ain shlich devar aveira. Oh, but we did point out, I want you to get this. One second, Avi. So what do you see from the whole kasher and teretz dani? What do you see from this whole kasher and the teretz? What do you see from the whole kasher and the teretz? What do you see from the whole kasher and the terutzin of the noted Yehudit? What do you see? That he assumed from the kasher and the teretz that the isser is a what? An isser gomor. To marry off your young daughter to Mr. Gomer. We put out from Rashi, Tosis, the Rambam, that it was not a Mr. Gomer. But from the whole kasher, the note of Yud and the Teretz, how seriously he took with ancient of Arver, you see clearly that he held that it was Isser Gomer. Yes, Avi, that answers number three. Go ahead. No. The Isser is. You mean, well, once you get older, in other words. It's subject to what? I'm saying, but there is a possibility. If you remember, we did have, nowadays, you remember the Bach said that if the Ketana has Das and she's mature enough, you can marry her off, even if she's a Ketana? And the Ritva said it on the Nahum and Beis, that if she's mature enough, it's not a problem. So you see, rooted in Poskim already, that as long as she's mature enough, even though she's a Ketana, it's not an Isser. That's by halachic objective things. This is, again, very emotional and subjective. And there are shitas like the Bach and Ritva where we say it's okay. So that would be my response to your question. Good question, that's what I would say. Also, by her, it's totally in her. The Isser's totally in her. Okay, fine. Let's go to number four. Number four. What did we say regarding the Tchilas Bia or Sophia Kona? So we mentioned it earlier in Shir, but we only mentioned the last Teretz of Tosis. Tosis and Daf Yudah Manal asked the Stira. What was the Stira Nachamah? The Gemara Yavama says that Kedushin can be accomplished with Ha'ara. Tchilas Bia. Our Gemara Kedushin says Sophia, Stira. Tosis gave three Terutzim before of Nitzim Gom. I want you to know those three Terutzim. The first answer was by the Rosh Mishans, Rashba and Tosis, not the Rashba and the Blue Rashbas. Anytime you see Rashba and Tosis, it's the Rosh Mishans. The Rosh Mishans says, when do you say Ha'ara is Kaina? When that's all you do. All he did was Ha'ara and he left her. So if in that case, Ha'ara is Kaina. But if he continues upon the Bia and is Goymer the Bia, then his Das is on being Goymer the Bia, and therefore Gemara Bia is Kaina. That was the teretz of the Rosh Mishans. The Rebom gives a different teretz. We said that the first teretz is very meduyik teretz because it's called a boil, meaning he had it in mind. That was the first teretz of the Rosh Mishans. Second teretz was the Rebom. The Rebom writes, when are you kind of with Ha'ara? When you elucidate, when you verbalize before that you want to be kind of the woman with Ha'ara alone, with Ha'ara. You elucidate it, it works. That's the Gemara Yavamas. Our Gemara in Kedusha was talking Minastam, we don't say anything. You don't say anything that we assume you wanted to accomplish the Kenyan with Sophia, and that's what the Rebom writes. And then lastly, the third teretz that we have for this question, we did Rav Nissim go earlier this year, was Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam said the following Chiddush, that we're assuming in the Gemara, very important, that there are two opinions in Yavamas what Ha'ara is. Is Ha'ara Nishikis Ha'ever, or is it Hachnasis Ha'atara? There are two days in Yavamas in the Gemara what the definition of Ha'ara is. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam writes, anytime usually Ha'ara is mentioned, we're assuming like what? Hachnasis Ha'atara. So is it considered to be Chilat Hachnasis Ha'atara, or is it Sof? And therefore, that's exactly what the Gemara means. And therefore, we answer our kasha very well. In other words, what it means to say is that Gemara Yavamis, that this Ha'ara is enough, means what? Sof Ha'ara. And when our Gemara says, Sof Bia or Tchilas Bia, what did it mean? The beginning or the end of Ha'ara, not Sof Bia Mamish. Both Gemaras are talking about Ha'ara. And the Gemara is not in Stira. Gemara Yavamas just says Ha'ara. Our Gemara elucidates and says it's so Ha'ara. And that, Rabbeinu Tam says, would only work if you assume that what? That Ha'ara is Hachnasas Ha'atara. Because by Hachnasas Ha'atara, there's a beginning and a soul. By the Shikas Ha'Ivra, obviously there's no beginning and soul. And that was the pshat that Rabbeinu Tam said. Fine. That answers number four. Number five. The Gemara had said after the two dots that there is a concept of a shlichus. Gemara quotes it from a pasuk, a shilach. And then there's a concept of shlich, osa shlich. Here we had a phenomenal chiddush of the Tosfos Rid in learning the pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos Rid was mechadesh the following, and let's get it. Firstly, the Tosfos Rid said that shliach osa shliach is only for a shliach laholacha. A shliach laholacha can make another shliach. A shliach lekabbalah cannot make another shliach. Why? Because of the principle of mili. The principle of mili, we learned, is based on a Gemara in Gittin on Samach Bavam and Beis. The example given is that a husband says to two Aiden, write a get for his wife. Those two Aiden are not able to say to other people, write up the get for us. Because the imperative of the husband was words alone. He said, write it up. Fine, they have an imperative to write up, but they cannot switch that or shell that off on someone else. Because mili, words, lo mimsrin l'shliach. Therefore, a shliach l'kabbalah that's appointed by the woman can be done, of course, but she's not given anything. Mili lo mimsrin l'shliach, we said, is usually not a chisaron by the first shliach. When does it become a problem? By the second shliach. And the shliach l'kabbalah got nothing in her hand, so it was just words. So therefore, David, she cannot appoint another shliach. However, a shliach l'holacha got either a get in his hand, got either kesef kedushin, either got a star, he got something that my mushes. And therefore, he could make a shliach l'holacha. That was the first kiddush we had of the Tosfos Rid. Then there was a second kiddush. Please get this. That being the following. That shliach osa shliach only works by giddin. Shliach l'holacha, of course, can make another shliach l'holacha by giddin and also by kedusha shtar, but not by kesef. Because if the shliach is given kesef by the husband and the shliach loses the money, he could simply whip out his own money. So he really wasn't given anything. He was given just mili. And nachamal, mili lo mimsrin l'shliach. Whereas a star kedusha has to be written lishma for the specific cause of the kalah. And therefore, if the star is lost by the who? By the shliach, it's got to go back and have the star written all over again. So he was given something that was tangible, that was concretized. If you're given something tangible and concretized, you can make another shliach. A get, obviously, is given to him. That's something that's concrete and tangible. And therefore, a shliach of a get can make another shliach. Shliach of a star kedushin can make another shliach. Shliach of a kesef kedushin cannot make another shliach. And we said that clearly is seen by the shultik yiburim on the side of the page in the writ, that shliach osa shliach can be said by star and not kesef. This is what the shultik yiburim says, the Therish. Oh, so we got that? What is the sheet of the Tosfos Rid regarding shliach osa shliach? Number one, that a shliach l'kabbalah, both for getting the kedushin, cannot make another shliach because of the concern of healing lo mimsrin shliach. And number two, even within shliach osa shliach for a shliach l'holacha, that's only good by a get and kedusha shtar, because you're given something tangible that you can't just whip out and give to yourself. But if you're given money, it's no big deal. You can just pull out your own money, and therefore you're not really, you weren't really given anything tangible. And if you weren't given a chepsa, which therefore the label of mili, lo mimsrin l'shliach. Fine. That answers number five. Number six. Let's go to number six. and then we'll do a little bit of Chastvila, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Let's just do number six. What was the shita of the Kadosh Meirados? Remember we said it's Meidarvash or Kadosh Meirados. Let's go with Meirados. What was the shita of the Kadosh Meirados quoted in the shita of the Mordechai in Meseches Kedushin? We saw it in the Feirush. Where was it in Kedushin? It was in Hagos, Mordechai Tav Kuf Hey. Oh, what does he say? He agrees with the breakdown of the Tosfos Rid that Shliach Laholacha can only make a Shliach Laholacha by Kiddushay what? Star. But what I want to mention to you is, okay, what he points out, I want you to get this. He says the following. Actually, he says like this. The Kadosh Mirado says that a Shliach can only make another Shliach by Gittin. By Gittin. And he says by Kedushin, you cannot. Because by Gittin, the woman can be divorced against her will. So when a Shliach makes another Shliach in Gittin, you're giving him a lot of power because whatever the Shliach says goes. When it comes to Kedushin, you still need her consent. And therefore, Kedushin, whether it is Ketzet or Star, he does not agree to that point. We made a mistake on that. He does not agree to that point. Whether it's Ketzet or Star, he says Kedushin is always what, Yoni? Always Mili. And therefore, Shliach can never make another Shliach when it comes to what? When it comes to Meseches Kedushin. When it comes to Kedushin, it's always considered to be Mili. Because if the woman doesn't desire it, she's not what? She's not married. Okay? She's not married. So we said, how did he read the Gemara? How did he read the Gemara when he says, Shliach Osa Shliach? Michael? Only by what? Gittin. But by Kedushin, there is no institution of Shliach Osa Shliach at all. None whatsoever by Kedushin. That's a phenomenal Kiddush of the Kadosh Meirados. Tosfos Rid agrees halfway. By star there is, not by what? By Kedusha Kesef. Okay? And that is very crucial. Please keep those two sheets in mind because number eight, we gave four Nafkaminus in those two sheets. We'll pick it up tomorrow with number seven. Okay, so Chazar over star. Let's just close with a Hilchos Tefillin. I spoke in the Yom Rishon, the Kol Yom Rishon for the Baal Matin. I want to mention what you all look at. What's the din of number? We mentioned this in Shir actually, but I don't think we mentioned the Psak Halacha. What's the din if you have an emergency room doctor that works on someone from 5 a.m. in the morning to 1 p.m. could not daven shacharis and you save the guy's life? Or you're Osi Pitzar Pitzib, you're gathering stuff and the funds are needed, and it's crucial you get the funds. You could not daven shacharis. Do you daven mincha twice or not? Tashlum was granted to someone that was a shogeg misdavening. Here you knew about it, you just couldn't do it. The Drisha writes, you are putter from davening mincha twice. Since you never were mechuyev in shacharis, you have to make it up. And the Taz and Simon Kuf Chesed Kut Na'av Nechus Tila argues wholeheartedly and says not that way. And he says that you were putter, but you really were mechuyev, and therefore you must make it up by mincha and davening twice. In fact, the Truma Sadeshin, he quotes there in Simon Nun Hay, talks about losing money for your own family. And you would lose a lot of money if you would stop outside and daven mincha at that point. Therefore, Lamaisa, he says, you have to daven mincha twice. But you were putter from shacharis, you were putter from mincha, daven myra twice. Remember Dr. Lamb told us that. He was fundraising with someone many years ago, and it was coming before mincha, it was in the winter months, and he pushed it to, he felt that if he would have walked, stepped out to daven mincha, he might have lost the ability to raise the money. It was a lot of money. So he said he relied on the Taz, and he davened Meir twice. So the Feirushit, it's a Feirushit Taz. The Drisha might say that you're not even mechuyev to daven Meir twice. How do we pass him? We didn't mention in Shir, how do we pass him this issue? Mishnah Berurah says, let me give you the exact Maramokal.
Mr. Brewer says Beferish, okay, it's in Simon Sadi Gimel, Sif Kut and Ches. The Paskins like the Drisha, believe it or not. Amazing Kiddush. Says you don't have to daven Mincha or Meir twice. Nor Mechuyev and daven. Paskins against the Taz. Maybe we recommend, though, to daven a Tfilas Nedava. What is a Tfilas Nedava? Rabbi Yochanan says, Alavai, a person should daven all day. Can always add a Tfilas Nedava. Now, if you do it in Tfilas Nedava, you have to be Mechadesh Bo Dava. You have to ask Hashem something new you haven't asked in your life, or something you haven't asked in a long time, and incorporate the Anshemeh Tfilas. You only have to do that when you just want to stop daven in the Dava. If you're davening in the Dava out of Suffolk, like in this case, then you don't even have to be Mechadesh Bo Dava. You don't even have to be Mechadesh Bo Dava. Okay? Interesting finish. Okay. One other din, and then we'll close the other because tefillah on Monday or Tuesday. What happens if you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei and the tzibur gets up to Kedusha? Rashi says you're just silent. Right? The Re and the Rabbeinu Tam and Tyson Brooks' Palom Nes says continue davening. Because if you are what? If you stop and listen, Shomei Kona, it's like your mouth seek your own Shemon Esrei. It's like the answer to Kedusha. What is Rashi's response to that? We hold like Rashi. What do we do? We're supposed to stop and listen to the Chazan, correct? Why isn't that a hefsik? Because this hinges upon the two approaches to Shomei Ka'onah. Whenever you have a Kafa Dimyo, what are the two ways to look at it? Literally, or it's a loose equation. If you look at it literally, then Rei and the Rabbeinu Tam say it's like you're actually speaking. It's a hefsik. Rashi says, no. There are two ways to fulfill the mitzvah of Kedusha, either through saying it or through listening. But listening is not like saying. And therefore, we paskin Medina like Rashi. And that's what the Rambam writes. We'll close with this in Ochos Brachas. If you hear someone say Kiddush or Abdullah, if you're any bracha that he's trying to motzi you, you're Yotze. Even if you don't say Amen. But if you say Amen, what does the Rambam say? Kemotzi bracha mipi domi. Kesef Mishnah says, what's the difference? You're Yotze anyway. No, you see the Rambam held the shtickel Torah Rashi. Shomei Kohen is what? Through listening, you yaitse, but it's not like speaking. If you say Amen, it elevates to the level and treats if you actually said it, which is definitely more ideal if you actually said it. Okay, everyone have a great day. Kaz are over. Daven Mincha, and we'll continue tomorrow. Okay? Very good. We're up to number 7. Daven Mincha, yes. Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Titus. Yeah. It says after the equinox, the fall equinox. 60 days after the fall equinox. What's 60 days after October 21st?